Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. U.S. tariffs went into effect against Mexico and Canada today. House Speaker Mike Johnson defending the decision.
All these countries around the world have taken advantage of America. The America First agenda is to reset those relationships.
Reporter Lana Zak on Canada's prime minister imposing retaliatory tariffs.
He addressed specifically the American people, and he wanted to say that this isn't anything that Canada wants to do, but they feel like it is necessary.
Christian Hernandez manages an industrial supply company in Yuma, Arizona.
Everything's going to cost more to build, you know, or to fix. You know, if you're repairing something or building something, it's going to cost more to do it now.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress in a few hours. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Leadership matters, and I think you're going to see great, strong leadership tonight.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials reacting to tariffs off 670 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Winter storm watches are out up north with heavy rain and a flash freeze expected. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more on the weather ahead.
A big storm is slamming the state today, with rain ramping up tonight and flipping to snow through Wednesday, where over a half of a foot of snow is expected in north and western parts of the state, and much less elsewhere. However, winds will be strong statewide, gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times. This will create some whiteout conditions no matter how much snow you get. It'll also be a heavy, wet, and slushy snow type. It'll be hard to clear with a layer of ice underneath it. So shovel in shifts and take your time. It is coined heart attack snow from overexertion, so try pushing the shovel rather than picking it up and tossing the snow.
Tonight is the start of the high school boys basketball tournament. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln will host Appleton West. We'll have coverage on 105.5 WIRI beginning at 6:50 p.m. tonight. Assumption also hosts New Lisbon in Division 5. Later this week, it's girls basketball sectionals as regional champion Assumption takes on Pacelli at Adams Friendship Thursday night, with the winner advancing to the state quarterfinals in Division 5. We'll have coverage Thursday on 105.5 WIRI just before the 7 p.m. tip time.
Later this month, you can view the plans for parks in Portage County. The Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department is inviting you to review draft concept plans for Gorky and Zenoff Parks. You can provide feedback now through online surveys at StevensPoint.com. They'll have the public information meeting on March 27th at the KB Willett Arena in the Skyward Room. The Zenoff Park presentation begins at 5 p.m. The Gorky Park Master Plan presentation begins at 6. Each presentation will be followed by a question and answer session. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won 6 of their last 7 games.
You know, we're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. That's to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past. He's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have, and obviously you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a 1-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a 2-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a 6th-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain to snow late tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 2 to 6 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Snow continues through tomorrow afternoon, staying windy. Temps fall from the 30s to 20s. It's 46 right now.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. and find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Kinnett, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak to our great friends over at the South of County YMCA. Thanks to our friends at Tri-City Services, Jacob and Baxter will be joining us. Right now, though, we have in studio a bunch of kids and our director from over in the Nakusa High School area. We're going to talk about Emma, a pop musical. We've got some of the cast here with us. And, of course, director Bill Seipel is with us as well. I want to thank you all for being here and taking time away from school to hang out with me. That's so brave of you all. You're so noble. I appreciate the time, you guys. I want to go down the line and let everybody introduce themselves so the audience can have a name to the voice. And I will start with you, sir, if you don't mind, Bill.
I'm Bill Seipel. I'm the director at Nakusa High School, the annual musical. This is our 12th year doing a musical there since I've been there.
Appreciate that, Bill. And now nobody will mix you up with the kids. Now, I wish that would happen for you. I wish. Well, let's go ahead and go down the line and let you guys introduce yourselves.
My name is Veronica, and I'm Miss Bates.
My name is Trinity Terbiatis, and I play Jane Fairfax.
My name is Ashlyn Wilcox, and I play Harriet Smith.
My name is Melena Kratzman, and I play Emma.
Great job, you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. I wanted to get the let the audience know a little bit about what they can expect with this Emma, a pop musical. Can you give us a little description of it?
So it's really like a high school comedy about Emma, who's a senior. She sets up two of her teachers, and then afterwards she decides she wants to try to set up her friend Harriet, who's a sophomore. So it's really just her trying to set up Harriet, and it doesn't always go the way she plans, and it's pretty wacky and fun.
It sounds like it. How often were you guys rehearsing for this?
We started rehearsals early January, and we have practice every day of the week besides Fridays, so it's been a lot of rehearsals.
Have you been enjoying it? Have you been enjoying the process, the camaraderie, working with your cast and all that? And I'm going to ask all of you guys this, so get your answers ready. But have you been enjoying the rehearsal and all the behind-the-scenes stuff and everything making this come together?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My favorite part about this is it's always, like, rough in the beginning, obviously, but my favorite part is over time seeing all the practices get easier and everyone just being more in sync. So it's really just nice to see everyone come together.
Nice. Nice job. Well, very well done. Let's go ahead and go down the line here. How have you enjoyed the rehearsing? How have you enjoyed the behind the scenes, the bringing this to life?
I've liked it. It's been very stressful, but I like the bonds that have been built with it. With, like, the other cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say my favorite part with practice is really when the bond of everyone starts coming together because we're so close together and we're spending so much time with each other after school that I find that it's really amazing how close-knit we get even after shows have ended.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoy being able to work with people that I worked with in the past. For Melena, Trinity, and I, this is our fourth show together. We've been doing this since we were freshmen and we're seniors now. So it's really been kind of awesome to see like how far we've come as singers and as actors, but then also like being able to personally, I really enjoy helping like some of the younger cast members being able to kind of come out of their shells. Like, hey, like a lot of them will come up to me and be like, okay, how do you think I should do this? And I'll, you know, give them a pointer here or there, or be like, I think you're doing well. So just like everybody else said, being able to kind of create that bond with everybody and, you know, give them encouragement to keep doing this after we are gone this year has been really special. So, yeah.
Well said. And it's a great note about this. It's something I think that a lot of us can relate to, could take some from. I know for me, I moved around a lot. And one of the ways I wasn't very good at making friends or anything like that. Sports really helped me with it, but theater really gave me a home. I found like-minded people. I found people that I had things in common with, camaraderie. The relationships that you guys are talking about, I can say as an old man, because I'm old, that you still have those. I still talk to people that I was in a sixth grade play with and stuff. People that I was in shows with 20 years ago, I'm still friends with. The bonds and the family that you really create through this have such an everlasting property to them and ability to them. And I appreciate all that from you guys, because one of the things we want to do with this show is certainly promote your show and make sure you guys get a great turnout. But we're always trying to encourage people out there to be other artists. And I have to tell you that I had a student class in a while back, Bill, that I had a Midday Magazine interview right after that, and the person came in and they talked about the kids and hearing the kids talk about theater, and then that got them to want to audition for a community theater play, and this is about a year or two ago, and they ended up getting cast in the play. So you guys never know who you're going to inspire and who you could, you know, give them that push that they need to give this a chance and maybe find just a whole new life and a whole new enjoyment in theater and just in the arts. You guys have prepared something for us, too. Is that right, Bill, that they've got something lined up here for us? Can you tell us a little bit about what the kids are about to do?
Yes. This scene is when they are introduced to Jane Fairfax, a potential new student at Highbury Prep. It's a private school, very expensive to get in, and Jane is kind of an outsider. She feels like she's an outsider. And she's trying to fit in and trying to tell her story. Ooh. So it's a real nice scene.
Very cool. Okay, then I will go ahead and just let you guys have the stage.
Attention Highbury students. Attention porcupines. I'd like to introduce you to a new potential student who will be touring our campus today. Her name is Jane Fairfax, and if that last name sounds familiar, it's because Fairfax vending machines are among the most widespread food and candy dispensary devices in the country. It'd be an honor to have Jane join us next year at Highbury, so I want each of you to make her feel very, very welcome. Would you like to say a word or two, Jane?
Hey! Thanks.
A word or two it was. Now then, we'll be having a party on Saturday night to welcome Jane to our community, and you're all invited and expected to attend. Good day!
This is perfect! That party is where you and Philip will get together. I'm sure of it.
You are amazing, Emma. Thank you so much for all of this.
It's my main talent. Jane, why don't you come over and sit with us? I'm Emma, and this is Harriet.
Hey, nice to meet ya.
So, where are you from?
Dayton, Ohio. The vending machine capital of the world. Woohoo.
Well, how'd you end up at Highbury, then?
Well, I think there are basically two kinds of kids at boarding school. Kids who go to boarding school, and kids who are sent to boarding school.
Oh? Well, what'd you do?
It wasn't any one thing. I guess my parents just thought I wasn't taking life seriously enough, and they didn't want me to ruin the Fairfax name, so they decided to ship me off.
But you didn't do anything wrong?
I just like to have fun. I come home in the morning light. My mother says, when you're gonna live your life right? Oh, mother dear, we're not the fortunate ones. And girls, they wanna have fun.
Oh, I see.
Oh, girls just wanna have fun. Phone rings in the middle of the night. My father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, daddy, fun. Oh, girls just wanna have, that's all they really want, some fun. When the working day is done, oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. Some boys take a beautiful girl and hide her away from the rest of the world. I wanna be the one to walk in the sun. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have, that's all they really want.
I'm standing up. That was fantastic. Oh my gosh, that was great. I'm paid to talk for a living and I got nothing. I have no words, you guys. That was amazing. That was so good. Thank you so much for bringing that to us and everything. That was really, really good. I'll be honest with y'all, okay? This is just between us. I have quite a high bar when it comes to theater. I've been acting since I was 7. I take this very seriously. You guys just blew me away. No doubt. This is going to be a great show. I got goosebumps. That was really good. How did it feel playing a song like this, singing a song like this and everything? I'm curious. So I'm an 80s kid. And I'm going to guess Bill's a 2000s kid because I'm not going to guess his age. But as an 80s kid, I've known this song pretty much my whole life. And so I knew this and I knew what you guys going to play. It sounded so unique to me. It sounded so new and different and everything. Did you guys have fun doing this? Did you go back and listen to the original at all or any of that for this?
In the beginning of rehearsals, I was listening to this song at least over 20 times within a day, just so that I wouldn't like mess up the words, because even though they're pop songs, to me it's still really easy to mess up the songs. And it's such a recognizable song that it's like I wanted to do good and I didn't want to just make everybody's expectations mm-hmm. go down.
Yeah. No, it's understandable. It's there's pressure on just about anything, but you put that kind of song out there and everything. You want to do a great job. You did. You're going to be fine. You did it. You guys were sounding really good. The harmonies sounded good. One of my favorite things about music is harmonizing. And to me, as a non-musician, it feels like one of the more difficult things to do. But you guys seem like you've been practicing at this. You got this down pretty good. Does it feel good to you? How did that feel for you guys? Go down the line here. How did that feel?
I didn't really do harmony.
Okay.
Doing the other
okay.
part.
All right.
Like Miss Bates part. Is a background in sound.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But, okay. Did you enjoy doing that?
Yeah.
Good. How did it feel for you?
For me, it took a little bit to get it, because even though I have the melody for most of it, I tend to follow the next person that I hear. So it was really one of those things where I had to hammer it out, and it was stressful, but I think I'm doing a good job. I hope I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, sounded good. And thank you for that.
I think for me, this is probably one of my favorite songs that we sing in the musical, just because the harmonies are so like nice to listen to, and it also kind of gives, you know, this classic, you know, like the Cyndi Lauper song, like such a new flavor to it. And I don't know, I always sing like harmonies usually in choir. It's kind of what I do. Same thing for Milena, oh, who's right next to me. It's kind of what we do. So it was, I think, it's a really fun challenge to put together.
Milena, similar for you?
Yeah, I mean, as a permanent alto, I'm used to having to sing harmonies. I don't get melody often, but I will say it was kind of a challenge to learn the harmonies for this one, just because I do listen to this song on the regular, so the melody's kind of ingrained in my brain.
I have no doubt that you made Miss Lauper very proud. I have no doubt about that. She's a big supporter of young artists and everything. There's some other artists and some other popular songs that people are going to be hearing on this one. I'd like to touch on a little bit of that. Who wants to cover that one? Who wants to mention some of the other music that's going to be played? I think I'm going to put you back on the spot, Melania. Milena, I'm sorry. What are some of the other music in this one?
So I'd say probably my like most favorite recognizable song in this musical is, we have one of our characters, Frankie Churchill, singing Heartbreaker, which it's just such a good song. It's got such a good beat. Harriet sings a lot of Whitney Houston, so that's very exciting, and she does a good job at it. She gets all those notes. It's very impressive. There's some songs that I will admit I didn't really know that well because it is slightly older music. So we have Stay by Lisa Loeb, and Straight Up I knew. So that's in the musical too. What else is there? There's a lot of Sarah Bareilles too.
There's
two Sarah Bareilles songs,
what
and then
Can Hurry Love.
Yeah, a lot of music.
Like a woman.
Oh, yeah, Shania Twain. I don't know how I forgot that one.
Mm-hmm. Be My Baby's in it like 5 times.
Yeah, right on. Very cool. Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's talk about the dates and the details of the show itself. The show will be premiering this Friday, March 7th at 7 o'clock. And then you guys got two shows on Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee and a 7 o'clock that night. Tickets are on sale. You can get them right now, $10 for adults, $5 for students. You get them at showticksforyou.com, showticksforyou.com, or at the NHS main office. And everybody, we're going to get another little snippet, a preview of the show coming up, Emma, a Pop Musical. It'll be premiering Friday, March 7th, over at the Nakusa High School. And guys, I'll let you have the WFHR stage.
Okay. Ready, girls?
Three, two, one.
I caught it. I won. I actually won something.
Congratulations, Harriet. Who's the lucky guy going to be?
Oh, I forgot what it means to catch the bouquet. Here, you have it.
I'm not sure it really works like that. But this is the perfect excuse to find you a boyfriend.
I've never had one of those before.
This is my area of expertise, Harriet. You see this wedding? Everything here is because of me. I set Mr. Weston and Miss Taylor up.
Well, how'd you do that?
I thought to myself, they should get married. And now they are.
I don't even want to think about any of that for me. Someday, if I'm ever brave enough, maybe I'll go on OKCupid.
OKCupid?
eHarmony?
Harriet.
Christian Mingle.
And let a computer set you up with someone? No, matchmaking takes a human touch. You don't want your entire future left up to an algorithm based on your favorite color.
Fuchsia.
Duly noted. Look, Harriet, I've discovered a talent here. I see people, and then I see other people, and then I see them together. I cannot let that sort of thing go to waste. I can find any guy here and make him crush on you.
How is that even possible?
Let me show you. A wedding reception is the perfect place. Let's go, girls. Come on.
I'm going out tonight, I'm feeling alright. I'm gonna let it all hang out. Gonna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I'm gonna scream and shout.
Na, 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 na,
this is matchmaking?
No, in a inhibitions, make no conditions, get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act with manners or attack. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun in. Oh, 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 oh.
A woman.
What do you mean?
I could really use a girlfriend.
Huh, me too.
The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take a chance to get out on the town. Girls, we need romance. Girls, it's time to dance. We're gonna let our hair hang down. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative.
Man, I feel like a woman.
This is perfect. We can start on Monday. By the end of the school year? No, by the end of this week, we'll have a boyfriend for you.
This sounds really, really fun.
The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun.
Fun?
Fun!
Oh, 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 it's really crazy.
Oh, yes, yes, encore, encore. God, that was amazing, you guys. Very nicely done, all of you. Very good work. Thank you so much for joining us today, for giving our audience such a great show and a great preview of Emma, a Pop Musical. It's coming up this Friday, March 7th at 7 o'clock, Saturday, March 8th, 2 o'clock matinee, 7 o'clock show. Get your tickets at showtix4u.com. That is showtix4u.com. Otherwise, you can get them right at the front desk at the Nakusa High School main office. Bill, you and your team have done an amazing job with these kids. You guys have a great run and a good time, okay?
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for bringing everybody and for you guys doing this. And doing the scenes for us and everything. Cannot thank you guys enough. We appreciate you. Break a leg. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. And thank you again. Have fun, you guys.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here in 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems. They need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival.
Blood drives are coming up in March in Wisconsin Rapids. The Community Blood Center will have donation opportunities on Tuesday, March 18th from 10 to 3 and Monday, March 31st from 2 to 7. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Honora writer-director Sean Baker won four Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win four Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Honora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Honora five Oscars out of six nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain to snow late tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 2 to 6 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Snow continues through tomorrow afternoon, staying windy. Temps fall from the 30s to 20s. It's 46 right now.
Are you 55 or older and struggle to do everyday activities? Is your mobility slowing down? The Southwood County YMCA is here to help, not only with your physical health, but for your overall health as well, spirit, mind, and body. The Southwood County YMCA is committed to supporting our members in their health journeys through programs such as group fitness and nutrition classes, as well as our older adult program, Forever Well. This is a member benefit and does not cost anything to participate. Stop by today and learn how you can live a healthier life with the Southwood County YMCA.
Is your water heater making that noise again? You know, the way it groans and creaks when it warms up. If your water heater is older than Stonehenge, you're in luck. You can enter Tri-City Service's oldest water heater contest for a chance to win a new water heater. It's easy to enter. Just go to calltricity.com. That's calltricity.com and fill out the form. The oldest one in the area wins. Anyone who enters will get $280 off a new water heater. You heard that right. That's $280 off a new water heater. Hurry. Contest ends March 31st, 2025. Again, to enter, go to calltricity.com. and fill out the form. Update that prehistoric water heater for a new water heater with Tri-City Services. They're not comfortable until you are.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll break down the presidential address with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and see what's ahead for Ukraine. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We're about to hang out with our good friends from the South Oconee YMCA. We've got Jacob and Baxter with us. We're going to talk about some of the programming going on over there and some of the things to look forward to this spring and summer. We're able to do this thanks to our great friends at Tri-City Services of Wisconsin Rapids. Big shout out to them and a big thank you to them. Jacob, Baxter, good to see you guys again. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, good to be here, James. Thanks.
Baxter, I'm going to put you, Jacob, I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, talk to you first. Jacob, you've got a lot going on that you're going to be getting involved with and getting our community involved with. And I want to start with a variety of healthy living programs you have. Let's get into Smart Start Weight Loss and what that is exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. So the Smart Start Weight Loss, we are actually in session at the moment. We're at week 5, so we just got done checking in, and so far, 6 out of 6 of our participants are losing weight, but also establishing new lifestyle changes, which is something that I care about more when it does come to that Smart Start Weight Loss program, because just to kind of reiterate that program, it's, yes, it's about losing weight, but it's also making behavior change and having lifestyle change so you can continue to lose weight and as well as then maintain a healthy lifestyle outside of the 10 weeks that you work through in that Smart Start.
I've been on a mission my whole life. I've got an insane metabolism, and I just cannot put on weight no matter what I do. And as an actor, I'm oftentimes asked, hey, can you put on 10 pounds? Can you do something like this? And it's just nearly impossible for me. So I've done a lot of research on my end of things, and I don't put them all in the same category. They're just some parallels there. But one of the biggest things that's been put into my head is the commitment to this and the mindset that it takes. That it's not just about my equilibrium, my metabolism, and what I'm eating in my diet, but my mindset going into this and my commitment to it, along with my grace that I give myself with it.
Yeah, 100%. One of our non-negotiables, because it is a 10-week class, so it is showing that we need to make sure that you have commitment to, one, prioritizing yourself. But one of those non-negotiables is having positivity throughout the journey and enjoying the journey rather than just preying on the negatives and letting that just consume you when you don't accomplish what you want to accomplish in that day. So as long as you win the week, then you're winning in life and you're winning in the direction that you want to go to in the Smart Start weight loss program.
It's a great mindset in general, let alone with something like this. One of the things that I've also picked up on when it comes to this too is the camaraderie, the ability, the people having there. And there's certainly in weight, you know, lifting, we have, spotters, we have that. You know, there's other things where you have accountability buddies. But something like this, it's so much about the everybody having something in common and really being able to relate to each other.
Yeah, and that's what really makes those behavior change meetings that we do hold once a week really excel, because they can bounce ideas off of each other of what worked and what not worked for them. And I think that's what people are benefiting off of. It's not just me standing up there talking about specifics, but it's, hey, I tried doing this to avoid coping with stress by eating food, or versus like I am finding a way 3 times a week to get my workout in. So it's cool to see that all kind of growing and people are starting to invest back into themselves. So our next upcoming Smart Start Weight Loss program is starting first meeting is May 5th at 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. That's just to, one, establish who you're going to be working with as a personal trainer and who's going to be your accountability buddy, but also establishing then our behavior change time that works best for everybody. So that's not the time that we're meeting at, but it's a time for us to meet and set some things for the program for the 10 weeks.
And this, certainly with a subject like this and a lot of the things we're going to talk about, it's a case-by-case thing. This might work for one person, but not for another. But in a day and age where there are a billion options and there's a million things going on out there, there's not very few that are as local as this. There are very few that is where I'm just face-to-face with you. I'm not talking to you through a computer screen or through a phone. I'm not researching this online or something and doing my own homework with it. All that stuff is fine, but having somebody there there that I can actually talk to, that especially on those grinding days, those hard days and everything, yeah. and you're really struggling or you're beating yourself up because you didn't hit what your goal or something like that. Having somebody like you there, Jacob, is key to a lot of people's kind of growth with this.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a big part of the success in general. But like kind of bouncing back to like, health and wellness is different for everybody, and mm-hmm. it's supposed to be personalized. And that's why when you look at the Healthy Living Department and the programs that we want to push out, we want to take a broad scope to it. So yes, if you're not struggling with weight loss, we do have a YMCA strength program that promotes strength and conditioning, where we do work through a 6-week periodization. That's another thing that is going on currently right now. But it is also another session starting April 21st, every Monday and Wednesday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Again, that one's more for the strength focus. Yeah. Or if you're not about lifting weights or anything like that, we got Irish dancing.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Yeah. Not just for the youth, but for adults now and for all ages. So that's going to be starting pretty soon for March 31st to April 21st. That's a 4-week class there for adults. But we also still are working with the youth as well through the 6 to 12-year-olds starting that same day, just at a different time.
There's very few things that are as exercise. I think exercising is fun, working out is fun, but for those that don't, exercising while dancing, there's very few people that ain't going to love that. That's always a good time.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you get to learn a new dance, which is never a bad thing, too. You can never have too many of those in your wheelhouse. There,
no, it's a cool culture, and honestly, watching Zenaida do her thing with their kids, like it's pretty awesome to see because they're really enjoying it.
You mentioned something that I thought was really key to this conversation, too, and the combination of, yes, putting in the physical effort and all these things to the stuff we're talking about, but the mindfulness of this part of it, too, and the mindfulness in nutrition and the diet part of this.
Yeah, and that's where we have mindful eating as well as then lunch and learn, and kind of just skipping right back to that Smart Start Weight Loss program. That's involved as a free amenity in that program for you to attend those nutritional courses because – again, they are open to members, so $15 for members, $20 for non-members. But the mindful eating is specifically to focus on certain aspects of your nutrition. Really dial in and break down, but also provide a awesome meal that is delicious. That's going to be with Carrie Benda. And if you're not a night person, we do have more of a morning time on Wednesday from 11:15 to 12:15, which is our lunch and learns. So again, it's the same type of structure where you learn a little bit about nutrition, but you also get a delicious meal out of it.
You mentioned some of these programs are currently going on right now. How are they going? How are they developing?
Yeah, no, they're going awesome. Last night we had our YMCA strength program happen, and everybody in there, it's not more or less the weights going up, but it's just the confidence with going throughout the movements. When we first started, it took us about an hour and 15 minutes to get through what should have taken 45. And now we're week 4 right now, and we're got done about 10 minutes early today or yesterday. So it was really exciting to see that they're getting confident with the barbell and with the weights and understanding how to operate within the weight room. So yeah, we had also had our behavior change meeting too last night, and we touched on mental wellness as well as then a little bit of social wellness. So we brought in Desiree, which is one of our trainers, but she has a really good background in mental wellness. So she was able to come in and be a guest speaker for us in that behavior change meeting.
And one of the parallels that we have, and I like to find these wherever I can with like us here at the radio station or in the radio industry and people like yourselves working with nonprofits, and that none of us got into this for the money. None of us got into this to be, you know, Rockefellers or anything like that. We do it for other reasons. And I hear you talk about this, and I've heard you talk about these things before, and the passion, the excitement in your voice. I didn't even have to ask how the classes are going. I could tell. Yeah. I have to ask. I'm an interviewer. But it shows. And so for you, how much are you enjoying these classes? How much are you having fun with these?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because I truly, it takes a second for me to actually sit back and like think about that, because again, I'm enjoying every moment that I get to work with somebody, whether or not it's in strength class, if it's behavior change, if it's falls prevention, like that's, it kind of covers this entire scope. Like we also go over to Nakusa Middle School and we work with the Boys and Girls Club there once a week. And that's very rewarding to see the youth start to understand their nutritional choices, but also, giving them an activity, giving them a workout, something that they can look forward to and get excited about. And That's what gets me excited, to see everybody else have that success and grow. So that's honestly the reason why we have so many programs in the Healthy Living Department, is because the more that we can have out there and opportunities for people to find a way to increase their health and wellness, that's the reason why we do it. That's the reason why I do it. Uh-huh. So I'm excited for everybody to try out these different classes and these programs, because I do truly believe in the value that we bring for it.
It's inspiring anytime you see somebody of any age, as an adult, jumping into this, caring about their mental health, caring about their body, and wanting to be there for the loved ones and all these things. But when we're able to get kids young and get them on a pattern of these things, and you know, whether it's dancing or it's any of these other things, getting them into these routines, it's a lifetime journey for them, mm-hmm. that they usually continue on, that they usually keep up with. You build those habits early to keep going. My father was an athlete and got me working out when I was 7, 8 years old, and I'm still doing it to this day. But as great as my dad was in that regard, he didn't understand or didn't know maybe the counterpart of a diet and some of those things. Mm-hmm. And I eat like a teenager. I still do, and I'm a grown man, and I need to eat better. The importance of like covering all the bases, if you will. And yes, we want to help you lose the weight, and here's how to do this, but also here's how to keep the weight off. Here's how to stick with that. Mm-hmm. Those are really key parts of all of this that you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, no doubt. It's all about longevity, consistency, and dedication to yourself.
And Jacob, when it comes to these classes, as we mentioned, you know, some of them are going on right now and everything. If people are intrigued by these, they would like to try them out, can they jump in the next go around, the next set of sessions? Or
yeah, I encourage them to honestly reach out to myself or the front desk to ask for more information about that. Our front desk staff is very awesome, or really awesome at what they do, and they'll be able to provide a lot of information for them. But if they want more of a, I guess, a one-on-one setting and to learn a lot more about what these programs have to involve for them, then feel free to reach out to me, and as well as in the Y.
Want to remind all the teachers and principals out there as well, as Jake was mentioning, going to schools or meeting people halfway is always an option, or the Boys and Girls Club or any of these things. Just reach out to our Y and find out what they can do for you and how they can work with you and help with you. And find out more at swymca.org, swymca.org. That is their website. We'll give you more information about how to reach out to the guys here in just a moment. We're speaking with Jacob and Baxter from our Southland County YMCA, thanks to our great friends over at Tri-City Services. Baxter, I'm always intrigued and excited whenever I know you're coming in, because that means spring or summer is not far away. So, I mean, you bring that with you.
Right.
But also the fun of talking about spring programs and some of the cool things that you guys have going on over there. And usually we focus quite a bit on summer camp. And I'd like to start there with you, if you will. How is that going, getting ready for that?
It's going fantastic. We've got a lot of new things coming this season. This will be my second year with Camp Alexander, and we have a lot of support from our community this year. And going forward, I see that continuing. So before I get to what camp is, you know, what's happening during the weeks, I'd rather start with some of the fun things. So through the help of some fundraising and some very generous donations, we're going to be able to serve meals all summer at camp this year, which is not something we've ever provided or in recent years provided.
Yeah.
So one of the big draws this year is, hey, you can drop off your kid without them having eaten before. And we're going to make sure that they get some sort of a breakfast meal. They will get a lunch, and they'll get an afternoon snack. So it's a huge stride in the right direction for what we want to provide for our area. That's one of the many highlights, I'll say. We're no longer a child care facility, mm-hmm. and that's been a shock to a lot of people, but it allows us to do a lot of new things.
Yeah.
One of the things we missed out on last year was we were not able to get out onto the water due to some restrictions. Mm. In our boats, we've got all this land, we've got all this ability to do great things, and well, now we're going to canoe every week, and we're going to be able get out a little deeper in the water. We're going to be able to explore a bit more, mm-hmm. with fewer restrictions, a little bit more of what summer camp should feel like,
yeah.
and less like you're going to a daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So free time, but structured, if you will.
Giving kids a little bit more of that true camp experience, mm-hmm. and what it feels like to do that. Yeah. Getting that experience into that. Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool to hear.
It was a lot of work to get to this point, and it's going to be a lot of work going through the summer. But one of my goals was to make sure that this camp, I wanted these kids to feel the same way I did when I went to camp. So when you arrive, it should be special. When you leave, you should want to go back. And we did it last year, but we were, you know, within some constraints. Yeah. And this year, there should be nothing holding us back from trying anything and everything. So we're really excited. We're going to, I guess, some of the other highlights, working with the Rafters, and we'll see some of their players out there this summer, hopefully taking them on in dodgeball.
Right on.
And we'll have Roscoe come out. We're really trying to add a little diversity into what we do and how we program. So we're structuring things different, and we've got a great returning staff, and we should have some great new staff coming on. So really moving forward in the direction and the thing that we want to keep reminding everybody in town is the mission of the Y, and the first thing it says is for youth development. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we keep just driving the nail in at camp, is we need to make sure that everything we do is catered towards them. Mm-hmm. And less about trying to make a quick dollar or trying to do this, trying to do that. So that'll lead me into this summer. We have 12 weeks of summer camp coming. Two of those weeks are overnight, June 30th to July 3rd, and July 14th to the 18th are our overnight camps. Otherwise, we have day camp the rest of the summer. And one big thing that I haven't mentioned is this season we are collaborating with the Boys and Girls Club, which will allow roughly 25 to 30 kids every week to come from the club and experience a week of camp.
Oh, wow.
So it's one of these big things where we want to see everybody get the opportunity, and not just those who can afford it. Based on our pricing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, it's something every time you guys join us, I look for my window to be able to bring this up, and you just gave it to me. The Y is amazing at working with the community and getting you into the building. We want to keep the lights on. We want to keep these guys paid. We want to keep good people in the Y, but that's not the overall goal, as Baxter was just telling you there. It's getting the community involved. We want every single person in this community to be a Y member. We want everybody in this community to feel welcome over there and to want to come to the Y. You guys are working at that and building that right now. It's there. There's an establishment there that's built, and a foundation that's there for a long time. But to continue that is not easy in this day and age for nonprofits or businesses. The work that you guys are doing and the things that you've both gone into, and we're just talking, we're scratching the surface of the Y here, everybody. We haven't even gotten to, you know, a number of different people abroad in here to talk about or anything else. What you guys are doing, even in these particular subjects, is noteworthy, and it shows that you're listening to the community, you care about the community, you're working with this, and when there's no greater resource in this universe than our kids, than our youth. The focus on that, it pays dividends. It's an investment, and it's an incredibly smart way of approaching this too. I'm excited about this, and I don't even get to go. But I am looking forward to a number of different things and hearing about how it's going throughout the summer and everything, Baxter. Some other things that you guys are going to be doing over there, I see flag football, you got some taekwondo. There's some other stuff that'll be a part, not maybe of summer camp, but just of the summer activities.
Yeah, well, let's start with the programs that the Y provides, and then I'll jump into some summer programs that we will have after camp. First, our youth sports side of things. We have our traditional micro sports, which is Mondays, coming up starting on March 24th, and that's our games and races. It's a good time to socialize your kids, have them come and use some of their energy that they've got pent up, and have some fun. We also have flag football coming up, and instead of our normal league, which is in the fall, this is more of a skills camp, which will happen. It's 5 weeks long. Come in, learn how to play the game, get a little bit better than you were last year, which is kind of our goal with all our programs. Our second session, getting us closer to summer, we also offer a micro sports. This one's going to be a little different, where they can try five different sports, so a different one each week. gives them some opportunity to find out what they're good at, what they may not like, what makes them cry, who knows.
And then
we'll have our soccer program, which is kind of a staple, is just getting them better. Let's get them ready to go play for the Kickers or whoever they're going to go play for. And then Marcus is a black belt. Marcus is someone Jacob and I actually share. He's a great personal trainer. He's great on the youth sports side of things, but he's also a black belt in Taekwondo. So he'll be doing a youth program and an 18-plus program come early May and early June. And then if we have a second, which I think we might,
we'll
talk about some summer programs. So just to share what we're offering, we are going to offer fishing club this year, gardening club, crafting club, two sessions of archery, and then there might be something else sprinkled in there. So a lot of stuff on the rise. And if anybody has questions, they can reach out to myself about these programs specifically. You can send me an email. It is arndt@swcymca.org, or give me a phone call, 818-715-6010. I can answer all your summer camp questions, all your youth sports questions, and I can direct you to the right person if you heard that number and you want to talk to Jacob.
Information purposes, Jacob, if people do want to reach you, how can they do that?
Yeah, so get ready for this one. So my email is klatkiewicz@swcymca.org. You can also reach me then through phone call, which is probably a little bit easier here. 715-818-6015.
I appreciate that. I had to do that. I had to do, you know, I had to do that.
Jacob, how do you say your last name?
It is Klakowicz.
All right. So if you guys at home are wondering how to spell that, you just pound the keyboard.
Yes. Yeah.
And it'll show up.
I just smash it. I just take big hand and smash it.
Jacob's here.
And Jacob always shows up. He always shows up. Yeah.
It's perfect. Just like that. Poof.
You guys are the best. Appreciate you so much. Keep up the great work. Thank you for all the work you and your teams are putting into our community. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, James.
Thank you. You can find out more by stopping over at the Y at 601 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at their main line, 715-818-9622, 818-9622. And of course, follow them social media and bookmark their webpage, swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Big thank you to Tri-City Services for sponsoring the segment. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
We are joined Wednesday morning by Congressman Mark Pocan for an update on Elon Musk's wrecking ball and what Democrats can do to push back.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump will address a joint session of Congress in a few hours and will likely talk about the tariffs he's imposed on Mexico and Canada. J.D. Vance was defending them today.
We need to see real engagement on the fentanyl issue, on the drug issue. That is fundamentally the underlying element of these tariffs.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger on how this may impact auto prices with parts from all three countries.
Go back and forth between Canada, Mexico, up to eight times. So that means a fee will get paid eight different times. It could raise the price of a car by about $3,000 per vehicle.
Severe weather has been making its way east from the nation's midsection. Meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Mixed with blowing snow with all of the winds, that could equal some blizzard conditions on the northern side of that. And that's upward into the upper Midwest, into the Great Lakes region.
The South is bracing for severe weather with high winds and wildfire danger. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend the entire hour with the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Join us Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Winter storm watches are out up north with heavy rain and a flash freeze expected. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more on the weather ahead.
A big storm is slamming the state today, with rain ramping up tonight and flipping to snow through Wednesday, where over a half of a foot of snow is expected in north and western parts of the state, and much less elsewhere. However, winds will be strong statewide, gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times. This will create some whiteout conditions no matter how much snow you get. It'll also be a heavy, wet, and slushy snow type. It'll be hard to clear with a layer of ice underneath it. So shovel in shifts and take your time. It is coined heart attack snow from overexertion, so try pushing the shovel rather than picking it up and tossing the snow.
Tonight is the start of the high school boys basketball tournament. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln will host Appleton West. We'll have coverage on 105.5 WIRI beginning at 6:50 p.m. tonight. Assumption also hosts New Lisbon in Division 5. Later this week, it's girls basketball sectionals as regional champion Assumption takes Apicelli at Adams Friendship Thursday night.